Hi, and welcome to the Affiliate Insider podcast with me, Leanne Johnston. This is a podcast for digital and affiliate marketers in the iGaming industry. Listen up as I explore the latest digital and affiliate marketing trends and give you the insider scoop on what's occurring in affiliate marketing. Join us as we explore affiliate strategies, host expert interviews with leading affiliate and tech entrepreneurs, and discuss the latest affiliate and digital marketing trends. If you want to stay at the cutting edge of affiliate marketing, you're in the right place. Join me for this week's episode, and let's get started.
If you're looking to launch an affiliate program but aren't 100% sure where or how to start, put your best foot forward and book a free agency call with us today. Affiliate Insider offers a range of agency services from strategy and consulting to technical integration, affiliate recruitment, and in-depth program audits. Our team will help you plot the right course, save you time to launch and scale a successful affiliate program and strategy. As one of the UK's top 50 rated agencies, as ranked by the Drums Digital Agency Census, we've helped hundreds of brands launch and grow multi-million dollar programs across a range of industries. Why not book a free scoping call and let us help you expand your reach with successful affiliate marketing? Visit affiliateinsider.com and click on agency to find out more.
Welcome to Affiliate Insider's Affiliate Marketing Podcast. And today with me, I have Mark Peterson from Better Collective. He is the CEO of the US market. And we're going to be talking about affiliate marketing in the US today. Hi, Mark. Welcome onto the podcast. How are you doing?
Hi, Leanne. Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Excellent to have you on the show. I wanted you to just quickly kick off and just tell people a little bit about Better Collective, what you do there in the US market, just so we can get a feel for the business before we hop into the questions.
Yeah, so Better Collective is the world leading sports betting affiliate, and we deem ourselves as a leading sports betting media as well. We have been active in the US on casino since New Jersey basically started back in, I believe it was 2014. And then obviously since PASPA was overturned in 2018, we really accelerated our approach. And that's mainly due to us being focused mainly on sports betting. That's where it really became interesting for us when PASPA was overturned. And in 2019, we acquired both the RotoGrinders Network, which is obviously the RotoGrinders side, and certain affiliate sites, including Sports Handle, a leading sports betting regulatory information website. And that was shortly followed by acquisition of Vegas Insider and Scores Notch, legacy sites in the US with more than 20 years of history behind them, almost 25 years of history behind them. What I do is obviously running these assets, and recently we added another asset to our portfolio, the Action Network, which runs within our US organization under the CEO Patrick King.
Amazing. So Mark, can you give us a sense of what's happening in the US market right now, especially for iGaming affiliates?
Well, there are a lot of things happening just within this year. You've seen some of our legacy European competitors making acquisitions. And as I just mentioned, we acquired the Action Network as well. So slowly we're seeing this consolidation that we've seen in Europe starting up. The US is a much more immature market, and there are per se not that many established affiliates in the US.
Yeah,
that will come. I definitely see a large potential for new entrants to get in and get a space in the market in the future as well.
Do you think it's going to be localized? Because obviously each state is opening up step by state, and obviously a lot of the legacy affiliates, as you said, are sort of coming into this marketplace. But do they really understand the localization of each state? And do you think that, you know, locally based affiliates are going to sort of come up the ranks?
I think you're going to see a mix. There will be people that will be approaching the wider US and several states, numerous states. And then there will be some who would take basically starting point out of the local state, where they would have some niche knowledge about certain things that can give them a way into the market. So I think we're going to see a mix.
Okay, so what's making this market so attractive for Better Collective to invest in right now? Because it has been quite a flurry of activity that you guys have done over the past 18, you know, to 24 months. So why do you think this market is so attractive for affiliates to invest their time and resources and revenue in?
Well, the sheer size of the market combined is obviously attractive. And if you look at our acquisitions, the vast majority of them have a multi-state approach. Mm-hmm. We have certain state-specific sites as well, but a multi-state approach that will allow us to, whenever a new state regulates, then we'll be in a really strong position there. So obviously, we're buying into a market that is in its very early days, basically. We are, 3 years in, and in my point of view, we're just in the very beginning. And there's no doubt, if you look at the market potential over the next 10, 15 years, it's by far going to be the biggest market in the world.
So it's still quite early doors. It's early days. People are getting their feet in. They're getting their feet wet. Obviously, there's a lot of M&A that's happening as well. But talk to us a little bit about your ethos around the education, engagement, and transparency that Better Collective actually takes in terms of working with bookmakers in the US.
Yeah, so sports betting until 2018 has basically been prohibited, aside from a few states where there were small loopholes. But since JFK was in the White House, and that's back to the early 60s. So the entire understanding of sports betting, what is sports betting, is known to quite a few people, but they have no legacy history on terms of what is the modern day of sports betting. So it's not just going down to a bar and placing a wager. Yeah. There are numerous opportunities, numerous loopholes you need to be careful about when you're gambling online. And the educational part is obviously making people understand the various bet types, how to deposit, what are the trusted books, where can you safely engage and make sure that they know who are the regulated books, so they can enter into the sports betting activities with the actual regulated books in the given states. And then it's, of course, down to responsible gambling, education around where do you need to be careful. We're looking into how we can integrate some tools from Mindway AI, a subsidiary of Better Collective, into our website, where we can basically test the players in terms of compulsive gambling patterns. So that part is one that we feel very strongly for, and we believe will be most important in the future. We've seen it in Europe, where we were too slow, not us per se, but the market in general were too slow in terms of taking a responsible gambling approach, and we will do our utmost to make sure that doesn't happen in the US. So the educational part on responsible gambling is very important for us.
And we have had Mindray on the podcast in a previous season. So if you're listening to this and you want to find out more about that tool, just have a look on Apple or Spotify for the interview that we had with these guys. But it's incredibly important that there's a use of kind of artificial intelligence that sits behind this to actually ensure that customers are treated, you know, responsibly and educated around what good behaviors are when it comes to online gambling, because it is accessible, you know, and also educating the operators that are getting into, you know, online gambling, because it very much is an offline market that has existed in the US for, you know, the last 10, 15 years, while we've all been kind of doing this successfully here in Europe and at different stages. So, you know, what are some of the challenges that affiliates and operators face getting a foothold in the US marketplace? You know, localization we've spoken about quite a lot, but in terms of just engaging the audience in a state-by-state marketing strategy, what are some of the challenges that you guys have sort of experienced early on getting into this market with such, you know, such eagerness?
Well, I don't think there's been per se challenges in terms of engaging the audience. I think we've been quite successful with that. I think the challenges more arise from uncertainty around regulation, timings. Illinois that takes two steps forward and then five steps back terms of regulation. And from a user perspective, that becomes a mess. And obviously that's good for us in the sense that we're trying to educate the users, but in terms of creating a stable market, it's a nightmare. So that has really been one of the key challenges is that let me call it a whimsical approach to legislation in Illinois to take out one. Otherwise, it's timing when the new states get on, when they have framework in place, and making sure that they actually then go live and everything works is another challenge. But from a core business perspective, I wouldn't say that we are facing anything that we haven't seen before.
But smaller affiliates might find it challenging in terms of, taking their business from a European standpoint into a new market. So the challenges of entering a new market very much does fall around compliance and regulation. And that's an additional sort of resource that affiliates need to consider having in-house to manage all of this whimsical sort of changing around legislation. But then also the kind of marketing automation piece that sits behind the website and actually making sure that your communications and your branding and your messaging is responsibly delivered, to persons over the age of 18, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of like legal and compliance things that I think are making this a very difficult market for smaller affiliates to enter, and maybe for smaller operators to consider entering as well. And then obviously there's the fees, the kind of licensing regulation that happens state by state is an additional business cost. So what are, how do the players really differ from some of the insights that you've learned as a business expanding into this area, just for companies that might still be considering making that leap over the pond? What are some of the insights that you can share with us in terms of, how players react, on that state-by-state basis?
I want to touch upon a thing you were saying before. Sure. Around the licensing and the bureaucracy behind that. I'm a huge fan of the licensing. I think we've seen that in Europe, not having that can be creating basically a wild west where you're able to say and communicate anything. Thankfully, that is changing over Europe as well. Largely, that's down to a push from the operators, but
yeah,
there's no real regulatory regime around that can penalize the various affiliates. And I think it's important to have that in place. I think it's important that you apply for a license that you can lose if you are not compliant.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's that bureaucratic, at least for the CPA licenses around. They are generally pretty easy to get, and obviously there are various fees that you need to pay for that, but they are obtainable. When it gets into the revenue share part, it gets more tricky and more burdensome. I would prefer that would be more lightweight, to be honest, but the general concept around having licensing is definitely something I'm in favor of.
Yeah, absolutely. But in terms of, how players differ in terms of how we market here in Europe, what are some of the insights that you've picked up since being in that market for the last few years?
Well, obviously you can work with different personas around, and there are definitely different kinds of players equally to what you see in Europe. The overall understanding from our side is that the player values are higher,
okay. But
you cannot go out and say, okay, so NFL is king. Yeah, it is king, but it doesn't mean that there are not local interests in New Jersey that are vastly different than in Colorado. Mm. So obviously you do need to adapt your approach to the various states depending on the geos. You'll have NASCAR being more popular in certain states than others. So you can't do a one size fits all.
Okay. So it's maybe even a good idea for affiliates and operators to specialize in certain areas and then just target the communities that would be around those areas as a potential marketing differentiator. So what trends are you seeing with local operators going live? One of the questions I get asked is, why should operators invest in affiliate programs? Could you guys maybe shed some light on how affiliate partnerships can help with localized brand reach?
Yeah, I think what I just said is actually quite crucial in terms of making the marketing efforts easier for the various books. They will be able to through affiliates attract local audiences much better than on a standardized effort when you're talking marketing. So that's obviously one, and then there's the entire trust factor and entire transparency in affiliates, where the affiliates will provide advertising for the best books, for the best offers for the users, right? So in order to have the best product offering for your book, you do need to work with affiliate, and you do need to be competitive, because ultimately
That's going to be reflected in the offering from affiliates. And then if you don't compete well enough there and have the right offerings and products, then the users ultimately will also go elsewhere. So I think the affiliates really reflects the performance of your brand.
But it also means that affiliates need to play a bigger part because, you know, right now, you know, media channels are available. You know, there's a lot of really good sports, media platforms that operators in the US can use. But I think the differentiator with affiliates is that they do niche down further than what a generic media campaign can do. And I think this is where operators need to consider working with affiliates because they have areas of expertise that perhaps, you know, generic media platforms don't. And this is why I always get asked, you know, why should I spend money on an affiliate program when I can, you know, do paid advertising? Yes, you can, but it's going to cost you a lot more because of the differentiator between a CPA and a revenue share and a fixed fee paid media deal, and sometimes a hybrid of all three. So I think, you know, affiliates play a much larger part in terms of engaging communities, and this is sometimes something that brands forget.
Yeah, if I can just chip in here, and I absolutely agree with everything you just said. And there's no doubt that from our perspective, and what I was referring to before is on a more niche level, but from our perspective, what we deem ourselves to be very good at is not just sending players through. Yeah, we are good at that, but it's equally to engage our own community, to engage our own database, make sure that they are constantly getting the right offerings, getting the right betting experience with the various books. So we don't just send them on. It's not a one click through and then you're gone. No, you come back to our sites on Action. We have a really strong community, same Vegas Insider, Roto Grinders on the fantasy side, that's super loyal to our brands. And from our perspective, we are extremely good at making sure that these guys are engaged and activated with our books throughout. So it's definitely not just a one click and you're off show from our side.
Yeah, for sure. And I think as the market matures as well, that kind of retention piece and remarketing piece is also going to become important to operators there because it will lower their costs over time to kind of retarget the same customers over and over again. And I know you and I have spoken about that before in terms of how affiliates play a much bigger role now in marketing than what it did sort of 20 years ago when we first started, where it was all about acquisition. So I'm quite interested to see how affiliates, you know, such as yourselves are going to innovate in that market to actually build their communities around their brands. And I think that's what's making the US quite exciting as a channel to watch. So lastly, I wanted to kind of just round off the conversation about the US with you today to say, if I gave you a crystal ball, what would you say the future of affiliate marketing looks like for the iGaming industry in general and also as it pertains to the US?
I think to a certain extent, you're going to see the same picture as in Europe, where you will have a lot of new entrants coming in the next periods, and then gradually that will be rolled up in the acquisition strategy from the larger affiliates. That's definitely how I see it. I think from our perspective, we are really well positioned and have, if not the strongest brands, then at least the strongest portfolio in the US. And obviously with Action on board, we also have the leading, what I would call sports betting brand in the US. So we are extremely well positioned in order to conquer not just the existing states and the growth within these, but also any future states that comes online. It doesn't mean that there won't be space for other entrants. I think that the entire affiliate industry and Google in itself is so vastly big that there will always be a niche where you can conquer a certain market share as a new entrant. But we will see it mature, and we will see M&A being a part of the future affiliate industry in the US.
Yeah, and I think that's quite exciting to talk about because, I mean, I've seen, you know, quite a few sites that have sort of launched and within the, you know, 2 to 3 years have sold for quite a decent sum of money. So if you are an affiliate listening to this podcast and you are looking for your next big challenge, you've heard it here, the US is looking like an attractive market for you to go and invest in as one of the emerging regions. But just understanding your marketing plan and your marketing strategy, your exit strategy is obviously important to think about before you begin. So it's been great to have you on the podcast, Mark. Thank you so much for sharing your insights around the US and telling us a little bit more about what Better Collective is seeing and doing over there. I think it's going to make for great conversations for our next affiliate event when we get to meet in person again, which I'm sure everybody in our industry is desperate to do. But we wish you all the very best with the acquisitions and the growth prospects that you guys are pushing out there in the US. And thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you, Leanne. It's been a pleasure and looking forward to meeting you in person soon.
And that's a wrap for this week's Affiliate Insider Affiliate Marketing Podcast. If you're loving what we're putting down in this series, head on over to Apple iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and subscribe to our podcast channel so you never miss another insightful episode. Tune in next week for more digital marketing insights and traffic driving tips, tricks, and strategies to keep your digital marketing fresh and your affiliate program driving consistent sales.